So I say to you, Happy New Year. Glad you're here. I wanted to celebrate the new year by looking back at the old year. So I asked Hannah to put together just some pics that we had of the things that we did last year, or people we were with, or just how God moved. So Hannah, go ahead and start that video for me. And yeah, I think that was at the Lilly conference. I'm a photo hog. We did the ice cream social. Hello, good people. Hi, good to see you. Hi. The ministry retreat. Library ice cream social, as they did the groundbreaking. We were part of that. We did the ice cream. Renee. the Lantern Festival. Rosa. This was our, that was one of the Peace Pops, and the kids were painting, and the balloon, that was our big kids blast, with the hot dogs and whatnot. Vance, who appreciates your prayers, is doing better. We had a lot of stuff to give away. They had fun painting. It was a nice crowd. That's from the year before, but we'll keep it. This is, okay. It was from the year before. And the reason we'll keep it is because part of our stuff, look, we're in a box. Part of our stuff is saying goodbye to this place too. Okay, saying goodbye. Oh, that's me. Who's that lady? Oh, that's me. And Sharonda, the kitchen where we did Thanksgiving. If Harry had to take out one more trash bag. Our Christmas party. I know that's this year because my shirt is new. Ah, those ladies, Deborah. There's Barbara. I should get in, Giselle's sister. Look at those two. That's a great pick. Okay, and then we're back. So I made a list of things that we did last year, just last year. So ready? This happened. This is what you were part of. The Lilly Conference, the Kids Blast, our involvement with the Peace Campus, with all the things that they did, popcorn, men taking over the beverages, the food bank at Boulevard. We had a cultural dinner here. We had Bible studies. We had intercessory prayer. We had donations given to the Cleveland Heights Food Bank. We had a church. Did we have a church picnic? Yes, we did. We had ice cream social. We had ministry retreat. We had Zoom every week, church service in person every week, musicians and worship singers, as well as a tech team that's here every week. We had fellowship each week after services. We had a Thanksgiving community meal. We gave to the Angel Tree. We were part of the Lantern Festival, and we had a Christmas party. I did. I think I said that, the food bank at Boulevard. Mm-hmm. I did say that. I went so fast that you're all missing what I said. I might have missed something. Yes, two picnics, not just one. Did I miss anything else? I tried to involve the faith, the hope, and the love avenue. I did say, I said Lily first because I knew you'd be listening, Rosa. My point is this. Did a lot. And prayerfully, not for ourselves. Prayerfully, what we did was for the glory of God. You were all part of that. Your giving is part of that. Your service and time is part of that. You are all part of that. Your prayers, huge part. We can't just do things for ourselves. We do things because God
is directing our steps, and I'm real happy about that. So I wanted to do a prayer of thanksgiving. So let me do that. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are the giver of all good things. We thank you that you hear us. And we thank you, Lord, that in the year 2024, you blessed us to be part of so many things. And Lord, the goal of those things was to draw us closer to you and to do what you ask us to do and to let people know you are alive and well, and that you are with us in every step that we take. So Lord, we thank you, we give thanks, and we just shout a big hallelujah of gratitude. We are so thankful, and we just give you glory and honor. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. So right now, we're making plans for the new year, okay? I refuse to make New Year's resolutions this year. I just kind of refused because I also knew we were going to do what we're going to do today. So I refused to make resolutions because Dan told us about Quit Day. National Quit Day or World Quit Day, Quitter's Day. Nope, it is Friday. January 10th is Quit Day. And you want to know why I know? Because there was a commercial on from Target that talked about last night, right before I went to bed, TV happened to be on and I was about to turn it off and they talked about National Quitters Day. I went, Dan just talked about that. But they made this statement. I thought the statement was so great. The statement is, what if you didn't quit? I said, well, isn't that a great lead in? What if you didn't quit? What if you kept going? What if you found a reason to keep going? What if? The Bible tells us that without vision, the people perish. It says in King James Version, because we like to start with the first one that we all know, King James, right? And I'm going to read with the this. I think they have a this in here. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Then in the NIV, it says, where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. Oh, come on. But blessed is the one who heeds wisdom and instruction, or heeds wisdom's instruction. Okay, all about the path. Last one, of course, is the message, because it's loosey-goosey. And it's not loosey, but it makes it plain. Okay, ready? If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. If that doesn't say it all, I'm going to read that one more time because it was so good to me. I want to read it one more time. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. Now, I don't know about you, but going into this year, I want to attend to what God's telling me to do or the way he's directing me, because it's the best way. Now, don't get me wrong. You get to choose what way you're going to choose, but I want my way, Pastor Tamar, to line up with what God is revealing and not make up my own stuff. It's easy to make up my own stuff. And how does that work out for me? Oh, not so well. How about you? Make it up as we go along. When we follow divine instruction, we're going to find much more joy, happiness, contentment as a result of God's blessings. Anybody want that in 2025? Somebody always asks me, what's your word for the year? I say the word at the beginning of the year, and then I kind of forget about it because you could ask me. I've kept the same word for a long time. Last year, I probably said it, but I can't remember what it was. Could be age. But this year, my word is focus. And that can be covering a whole lot of stuff, couldn't it? But my word is to be focused. I'm going to ask that you try to come up with your own word at some point that you want to attend to in the year 2025. Maybe it's listening. Maybe it's obedience. Maybe it's prayer. I don't know what your word is. You know what your word is. And then maybe it's 3-4 words. But we don't want to be a quitter on Friday. If we choose one or two things, prayerfully, we'll keep going. Time is marching on, and we can't stand still. We can't live in our past glory. Our past glory was that list of wonderful things that happened. You can make your own list in your own life of what wonderful things happen. I'm saying list the wonderful things because you don't want to look back and be depressed about what happened in 2025. We're celebrating because we're moving forward. God doesn't keep us in the past. God keeps us going forward and moving forward. So don't think about what was. Think about what will be. What will be? So we're going to start in Proverbs 16, verse 1, where it says this, to humans, that's all of us in here, to humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper, leave it here, answer of the tongue. We're responsible for the reflections that are in our heart. Did you know that? We are actually responsible for that part. Yes, God does live in our hearts, but you can just push him down to the side and put whatever you want in your heart, right? Because if you ignore what he's doing in your life, you're kind of casting him to the side. So that choice, you have it. You can choose to keep going the way you're going. If it's working out for you, then praise God. If you haven't put him first, our plans are nothing outside of the sovereignty of God. They're really nothing. That's why every time we have an activity, we want to pray about it first. Is this what we're supposed to be doing? Or are we making it up as we go along, Lord, and asking you to bless it after we've chosen it? Did you choose it for us? Are you guiding us? Are you leading us? And you can ask the same questions in your personal life. Are you guiding me? Are you leading me? Or am I making it up as I go along? Only you and God can answer that question for you. We can fool ourselves into thinking that our reasons are God's reasons. Well, God brought this to me. Did he really? Did he really? But the Lord knows what drives us. He knows our hearts. He knows our hearts. We'll say one thing. It's that scripture that says, as a man thinketh, so he, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is, but his actions are like far from it. So he's saying, come in and eat and have joy, but at the same time, he's hating you. But God sees that in your heart, you don't like, that person doesn't like you, or you don't like those people, but you're smiling in their face. That's the kind of example I'm giving. Trying to make it through, but smiling in their face, but you don't desire to be around them. God knows our hearts. We can't fool him. And then it says, he's in control. His purposes, let me just add this, will be accomplished and his kingdom will come. We must align our agenda, our vision with his. Align it with him. Or else you're out of alignment. Anybody ever had their back out of alignment? The three Bobs? A back out of alignment is a horrible thing. You're crooked. You're not well. You're in pain. But imagine if everything's in alignment, how much easier it is to walk forward. Verse 2 says, all a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. This proverb is a good reminder that we should think twice before making any decisions, any important decisions. Okay, what you're going to eat, I don't think you're going to sit down. Okay, when I leave here, I'm going to have this and this. Let me pray about that. You don't have to do that, right? You're either going to eat that, and then if you don't like it, go get some more of something else. But important decisions. Should I take this job? should I move? Where should we move? Those are things I want some guidance on. I don't want to leave that to hap and circumstance. Is that the term, hap? Hap and circumstance. I think it's happenstance. So that's why you say hap and circumstance. Happenstance. I don't want to leave it, see? Because I don't even know the right word. I don't want to leave it there. Go on to say, we can fool ourselves into thinking our reasons are God's reasons. But the Lord knows what drives us. Again, he knows our hearts. Let's go to 3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Don't establish your plans, then turn it over to God, because you've done it backwards. And that's the way it's going to turn out, is backwards. Could you imagine if we weren't praying about where we were going to go? We'd be in a frantic mess right now. We're not frantic. We may be a little apprehensive as we wait in faith and believe, but we're not frantic. And that's all part of growing. When and if we truly commit our activities and plans to the Lord, our plans will be achieved because we invite his will to be done on earth. We're inviting heaven to come down to earth whenever we do that. Timing is to God. It's all about his timing. He is working out things and preparing things for our next assignment. So we're thinking it's all about us, but we've talked about this before, but it's the person we're going to be dealing with. It's the situations we're going to be dealing with. It's not time for us to be in that spot yet. It wasn't time for us to have a place a month ago. Because there's something being worked out in the heavenly places that we have no idea about, but you know what we do know? We know who's got it in hand. And we are trusting him for it. So we're going to keep walking forward. Keep walking forward. Let's go to the next verse. The Lord works out everything to its proper end, even the wicked, for a day of disaster. You think wicked people are going to get away with what they're doing? They're going to have a day of disaster. It's just that us and our humanists want to be around to see it. But the first part, I'm going to skip that last part. The Lord works out everything to its proper end. God exercises his prerogative to do whatever he pleases with his creation. Why? Because everything belongs to him, the earth and everything in the world and its inhabitants. That's Psalms 24, verse 1. Everything belongs to him. Here's an example. Somebody comes into your house after you've redecorated your house. It's all ready for your guests. They come in and they change everything you've done. And what do you say to them? Excuse me? What are you doing? My house was ready for the company that's coming. You came in and changed everything around. You didn't have permission. So I tell you what, when you start paying the bills up in here, when you start bringing the food into this house, when you start taking care of everything up in here, then you can come in and change it around. So in other words, what God says is, where were you when I put up the moon and the stars? Where were you when I did all this? And you got the nerve to be coming telling me what you're going to do? He's not finished with us. He's still transforming. He's still working. He never stops. He answers prayers. He's still healing. He's still protecting. He's still providing. And he's listening to our cries. So do not think for 1 minute that we have been left out in the cold, even though it's below 20 outside. We have not been left out in the cold. We have a promise keeper. And he's never failed. And he will keep his promises. That brings us to communion.